What is happening, PGA DFS fans? Thanks for coming by and joining me on another one of my top five videos this week. It's the Palmetto Championship. Might be a little unfamiliar to most. This is taking the place of the RBC Canadian Open, obviously with COVID restrictions still in full force in certain places, especially there in Canada. The tour decided to move the event, or well, it got canceled, and then the tour then put this event in, and it's the Palmetto Championship at Congaree there in South Carolina, just over the border. But instead of going outwards to the islands, as we normally do in South Carolina, or as we've done the last two trips there, we're going to head inland 30 minutes and play in the low country of South Carolina, a little different part, obviously some dense forest there, and we'll have all of that here this week at the private golf course Congaree. Now, who's here this week? It is a week before a major. So the field, well, it's rather weak. So some of these names that I pop up at you in the value section and their price, not going to lie, might be a little bit of a sticker shock here this week, but we'll overcome that and understand the strength of field that we have. So let's talk about last week quickly. The value section, well, it wasn't our best effort. I'm not going to lie to you. It was a really tough week in terms of doing stuff like this because you had so many elements that you don't normally have happen. Like, for example, John Rahm having to withdraw, the extended weather delays, the multiple weather delays, not just one, but two or three. I'll give you a perfect example of one of my guys that I had as one of the best values on the board, Gary Woodland. Well, he got nailed twice. Day one, he had played 16 holes at even par, and then the horn blew. He had to come back out. His first shot was on a par three that he put in the water. And then he also bogeyed nine, so he ended up shooting three over. Then, same thing the next day, ended up playing about 16, 17 holes, and then had to come back and finish three the next morning. Just a brutal stretch for Charlie Hoffman. A run kind of good form ended. What a surprise. I decided to play him, and the run ended. Lanto Griffin, he missed the cut on the number by missing a 12-footer on the last hole. Wyndham Clark, well, he was right on the cut. Then the horn blew and he came back out. Instead of being patient and waiting till the next day, he tried to get it all in and wasn't even close in the end. Troy Merritt did end up making the cut and came in a tee for 50th. So pretty bad week overall. I'm going to give myself basically a failure there, if you will. I haven't failed many times. I've had some okay weeks, but normally I get at least one or two good guys. Well, this was the first time that I struggled to do that. So let's go ahead and let's see if we can make up for it here this week. Go into our top five values for the Palmetto Championship. Now, remember, again, I just said that these may be a little bit of a sticker shock, but my first guy I'm going to talk about is Kevin Tway. He's down at 6,500 this week, and in this field, man, I mean, he probably should be 71 or 7,200. So for $700 cheaper, I think Kevin Tway is an interesting start this week. Now, he's been a little bit topsy-turvy. He disappeared for 3 or 4 months. Maybe he was injured. I think he was. But since he's come back, he's had four starts. He's made the cut in two of them, and both were against much better fields than this. And what we know about this golf course is it's going to play long. Could play one of the longest on the PGA Tour, given the fact that it's only a par 71. But it should play wide open. So Kevin Tway, who certainly hits the ball far but struggles off the tee with his accuracy, coming in at 183rd on the strokes gain ranks this year, I like him at 6,500. Other strokes gain rank, 144 both around the green and on the approach, 156 putting. Next guy I'm staying with the kind of long game, if you will, it's Will Gordon, 6,700. Well, we've certainly seen a guy like this in this field. I think about the Dominican, the Puerto Rico, those type of events. Now, I know they didn't have Dustin Johnson or Brooks Koepka in them, but still, Will Gordon was up above 8,000 in many of those. Now it's 6,700. I know he's missed quite a number of cuts in a row here, but one would think that in this field, at an event like this, where distance really should be a benefactor for Gordon, he should be able to make the cut this week. So at 6,700, I'll go back to him. My third one here. This one is probably the biggest stretch I have on this board, at least I would think. I mean, it's 7,500 is Erik van Rooyen. The last time we saw him, he was breaking a tee on the, I believe it was 17th, maybe 16th, 16th at the PGA Championship. You can definitely go see the video there. A little crazy. He's a little crazy. But, you know, a lot goes in. He had shot a good round one, shot even par. So he was kind of in the tournament, at least to play the weekend and get paid. And then a total blow up on those last couple of holes. They ended up shooting 81. Let's throw that out. Let's put his 2-week suspension. I'm kidding. I don't think he was suspended for 2 weeks, or maybe he was, and they'll never tell us. if he was actually, in fact, suspended. But if he wasn't, he's taken the last 2 weeks off, got a little bit of time to kind of think about things. And now, coming in at 7,500 in this field, we know his talent level and potential is way above that. So I'll try and buy in here this week at this price. In terms of strokes gained rank this year, it's not all that bad. 81 off the tee, 111 on the approach, 79 around the green, and 133rd putting. I'm sure for all of those stats, he'd probably be ranked in the top 50 in this week's event, maybe even top 40. So like Eric Van Rooyen, in a little bit of a bounce back spot. And now the tournament ambassador, if you will, this week, maybe not host, but certainly an ambassador of it, was there for the media day. And that's Lucas Glover, coming in at 8,600 this week. He's definitely been in much better form, highlighted by that eighth place finish there. And he came back and came 37th at the Memorial last week. So good form. It's one of the only guys that I can find that has actually made almost all of his cuts recently. So at 8,600 in this field, given the fact that maybe he has played the course a couple of times, I do like Lucas Glover, regardless of whether he's played the course or not. Fact, I think at 8,600 in this field, he presents a very good value. In terms of a strokes gained rank, let's go over those quickly. Off the tee, has been very good, 43rd this year, 78 on the approach, 42 around the green. That's fairly pretty good for what I thought. And then 136 on the putting. People may be like, oh, that's not good. No, that's actually pretty good for Lucas Glover. He's been in the high 100s, if not 200s in years past. So good to see him putting better. All right, last guy, best value on the board. And that's because he's made a number of cuts in a row with a bunch of top 25s. And I feel like if you get a combination of those this week, you're going to be above the grain. So it's Alex Noren. Came in 13th last week at the Memorial, and things looked pretty good, pretty much through the bag for him. And that's kind of how it's been this year. Now, I know he struggles maybe a little bit on his ball striking at times, and we'll go over those numbers here now. Look at his strokes gained rank for the year. 138 off the tee, 134 on the approach, 48 around the green, and 45th putting. But when we look at the stats last week against a much stronger field, he actually gained strokes in all four facets. Off the tee, on the approach, around the green, and putting. Now, putting was his stronger suit, but putting is normally his stronger suit. So that does not worry me or concern me at all. Alex Noren, I like him a lot this week. The fact that he's 8,900, yeah, sure, maybe a little bit of a sticker shock, but we need to put into context who's in this field. All right, let's go 5-1 really quick before we wrap it up. Kevin Tway, Will Gordon, Eric Van Rooyen, Lucas Glover, Alex Noren, they will be hopefully bringing me to the promised land here this week and hopefully helping you as well. So until next time, everybody, make sure you take a look at the PGA DFS Strategy Show live with Ben and I, 1 o'clock on Tuesdays. And of course, my other two top five videos, the fades and sleepers. Had John Rahm in my sleepers last week. Oh, that's a hurtful, hurtful one. We'll talk about that maybe a little bit more on the Tuesday show. So until next time, everybody, make sure you like and subscribe to our YouTube channel here. And we will see you on the other side. Cheers.